A group of farmers drum and sing in celebration. They're poor farmers with very little land. And like most small farmers in Asia, they try to grow enough to feed themselves and to have enough surplus to sell. But their life is hard. So what reason is there for these poor people to celebrate? What these poor farmers are celebrating is a success story in their country, which is becoming an example for many other countries in Asia. This year, on World Food Day, the 16th of October, we celebrate the small farmers of our country because we depend on them more than we realize. So let's discuss what success they are celebrating. In one village, a farmer ploughs the land ready for the next crop of wheat or upland paddy. In another village, a farmer's son pumps water to irrigate the family's vegetables. Brinjal, cabbage, aubergine, green pepper, and some pineapples. This farmer's wife keeps poultry, which she feeds and fattens for the market. While this family is landless, and since they have no fields for livestock or crops, they keep some hives of bees. Honey production is one way a landless family can earn income. Sewing and making clothes for sale in the village is another. But how did poor farmers and landless people get the money to buy bullocks for ploughing, or a pump for irrigation, chicks for fattening, bees, hives, or a sewing machine? All these people are Nepalis, and they've benefited from the Small Farmer Development Program. The SFDP was introduced to Nepal just over 10 years ago by the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. And the SFDP has been so successful in Nepal that people are coming to this small country from other parts of Asia to learn from the experience of Nepal.
For example, in Nepal we have received people from Indonesia, from Thailand, from Bangladesh. And also we have sent people to other countries, to Indonesia, to Thailand, even to India. Sri Lankans have also come in and Nepal has sent people to Sri Lanka.
That's Laxman Gautam, who's a program officer for the FAO in Kathmandu. He's a Nepali himself. And before joining FAO, he worked with the government of Nepal on the start of the Small Farmer Development Program 10 years ago.
Small farmers constitute the majority of the farmers of this country. And when we talk of small farmers, we are talking of people who have less than 1 hectare, and in fact, far less than 1 hectare. Sometimes in 1 hectare you have 7 members depending on. And so that's the type of farmers that we are talking.
That young boy is singing a song which says, "There's no one to care for me." Well, that's not true for him. It's just a song. And he's a fine young singer with a very good family to care for him, even if they are poor. But others aren't so lucky. In almost every country, there are more children each year. And more children means less land for each person and a more difficult life for the next generation. So how can the Small Farmer Development Program help the rural poor? Well, through the SFDP in Nepal, the Agricultural Development Bank provides loans or credit to poor farmers and landless people. The Deputy General Manager of the ADB, S.D. Pradhan, is proud that their credit has helped so many of these people to raise their incomes.
Credit is one of the most important program they are handling. But that is not the only program in which small farmers are engaged into. They are also involved in social programs, which are in the field of education, of health, maybe making provision of drinking water, making provision of better roads, something like this, to improve as a member of it individually and as a group.
Soil is dug for a small canal. A group of 8 men are constructing the canal to bring water close to their vegetable plots, growing vegetables to sell to the tourist hotels in the world-famous Chitwan National Wildlife Park nearby. In another village, a solar pump has been installed, supplying water for drinking, bathing, and washing clothes, as well as for irrigation. Where irrigation is used, many more crops are possible, and heavier crops. And the group organizer has taught the group members how to make even better use of their land by intercropping.
Previously, this land was unirrigated. When he got the irrigation, we give him plum to for intercropping. And in intercropping, he can use every inch of land. He planted trees, there's trees of fruits, bananas, pineapple, cabbage, chili.
Under the Small Farmer Development Program, small cultivators or landless people who earn less than 1,300 rupees a year are able to form these groups for joint activities. The groups are of 5 to 8 people, and it's important that all the members of a group should have the same interest. It may be growing paddy or specializing in vegetables. Women form separate groups because their interests are usually different. Paddy husking, raising poultry, or sewing and making clothes. And the landless benefit from the SFDP programs in other ways also, says Mr. Pradhan.
Under this SFDP program, a lot of emphasis is given to develop skills, such as in the field of cottage industry, in the field of farming, in any field which might help a local person who is a rural poor to generate income for carpentry, pottery. In some villages, potteries also have got some sort of business prospects. Metalworking, blacksmith.
So how do these groups work? Well, Bangladesh is another Asian country where the FAO has been able to help with small farmer development programs. And a man who's done much to help these small farmer and landless groups or associations in Bangladesh is Professor Muhammad Yunus. And he's particularly concerned about the poorest of the rural poor, the landless.
Any person who is a landless person can borrow from Grameen Bank, provided he or she make a group of 5 persons of similar economic situation.
Professor Yunus founded the Grameen or Village Bank in Bangladesh, and it now provides credit to SFDP groups of landless and small cultivators.
We lend to individuals within the group, and for each loan, each individual is responsible. Formally, the group members are not responsible for the loan an individual member gets. But then we tell the other group members, look, if one of you don't pay back as stipulated, then we'll consider the group as a bad group. So we don't want to do business with a bad group. So other 4 will suffer. So that keeps everybody in right track.
A typical group of small farmers near Kumila have benefited from SFDP credit by using their loan to put in tube wells, and by being able to irrigate their crops have greatly improved their economic situation.
You see, these fields were uncultivated in the dry season as because they have no irrigation facilities. Through this project, the association installed 1 deep tube and 3 shallow tube, and they are taking the land under irrigation regularly, growing high-yielding varieties. Before initiating this project, they grew only 20 months per acre. But nowadays, after the irrigation facilities, they are growing nearly 60 months on an average, 3 times more.
I am just for example, Shashi, my name is Hedali.
Now, he's a farmer of this village and he owns this land. And because of this tube well project, his cropping intensity has increased. He's growing far more crops than before. And as a result, his financial conditions have improved considerably. And also the nutrition aspects of his family members have gone up also.
In Bangladesh and in Nepal, women's groups have been very active in the Small Farmer Development Program, particularly in crop processing, basket making and weaving. And loans at reasonable rates of interest permit them to buy their working materials at prices that they can afford. And according to Professor Yunus, money lent to women usually benefits their families more directly than when money is loaned to men.
We see that entrusting the woman for this kind of activity and money is much more beneficial to the whole family than it is if you entrust the money with the man. Because man always wants to share the benefit with his own friends, enjoying himself or buying himself some new things when he has some extra money. But women is very different. Women always share the benefit of her enterprise with her children first. And women are by nature thinking about future.
In Sri Lanka, India, Thailand, the Philippines, in Indonesia, men and women are being helped with these small loans to improve the efficiency of their farming and to increase yields, so helping themselves and the food situation for everyone in the country. Then there's the need for improved crop storage. This has also been assisted by the FAO. In Nepal, an FAO crop storage expert from India is working with Nepali colleagues to reduce storage losses there. He's Mr. S.K. Bahala, and the small metal grain storage bins that he and his Nepali colleagues have designed can be made by metal workers in their own villages. But first they come to Kathmandu for a short training course.
Here we call technicians or small fabricators from other parts of Nepal to come, and they are provided training how to fabricate a reasonably airtight metal bins and different types. So they are awarded a sort of a small scholarship. They can meet their own expenses while coming from their district to this place, remain here for 3-4 days to get the training, and then go back and prepare or fabricate these bins in their own home district.
So SFTP helps a landless person to learn new skills which benefit him. His skills also benefit the farmer, who loses less grain and has more to sell, and that benefits the country. Something to think about on World Food Day, as we celebrate the small farmers and rural artisans who help to feed us in the towns and cities. And the success of the small farmer development programs has another effect. In Bangladesh, it's motivated many educated young city people to become involved in rural development. And Professor Yunus sees great hope in the youth of his country.
One thing I have seen in Bangladeshi youth, they are very patriotic. They want to change the fate of this country. This gives them an opportunity. They are directly put in face-to-face with poverty. They are sort of eyeball-to-eyeball with poverty. And Grameen Bank provides a foreman. And that opens up his ability, and he works days and nights without any stop. Nobody has to tell him what to do. He finds it in his own way. And that's what the whole thing is going on.
A feeling that's repeated by an SFDP group organizer in Nepal. A well-educated young man who's found great satisfaction working with the villagers that he's been able to guide and help.
Before coming to this SFDP, I was the accountant in the branch office. At that time, I was not close contact with the farmers. Then I got 3 months training for this SFDP program in our head office. Then I come here. After coming here, I saw the farmers' poverty. Then I started this irrigation at first. Now they got the irrigation. Now they can, after eating for the whole year, they can sell this their product. And I got this self-satisfaction. I feel pleased.
So let us celebrate World Food Day with these small farmers in their own village center.
This is the village center constructed by the small farmer groups. And when they will get the time, then they will just dance and sing the song of SFDP.